The food aid group, World Central Kitchen, says its workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. That's where we're starting the 7 from the Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. The charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres provides meals to people in humanitarian crises. It said 7 of its workers were killed in Gaza yesterday. Those killed include citizens of Australia, Poland, and the UK, and a dual US and Canadian citizen. This could be the first time that foreign aid workers have been killed in Gaza in this war. Today, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke about the reported death of Australian citizen Zomi Frankum.
Australia expects full accountability for the deaths of aid workers, which is completely unacceptable. Aid workers and those doing humanitarian work, and indeed all innocent civilians, need to be provided with protection.
World Central Kitchen said it would temporarily suspend its work in Gaza. Israel said it would investigate the strike. Number 2. Donald Trump posted a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. The bond was posted yesterday. It will prevent Trump's assets from being seized by New York authorities while he appeals the fraud ruling against him. If he loses that appeal, he'll owe more than $450 million. And if he can't pay that, he could lose some of his prized properties in New York, like Trump Tower. And there was also some news from another Trump case yesterday. The judge in Trump's hush money trial expanded a gag order against him. It means Trump can no longer comment publicly on the judge's family. He's recently been attacking the judge's daughter. Number 3. Florida's Supreme Court allowed a strict abortion ban to take effect. This law was passed last spring. It outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's before many people know they're pregnant. After the court's ruling yesterday, the ban will take effect on May 1st. This will all but eliminate abortion access in the South. But the ban might not be in effect for long, depending on what Florida voters decide. The state's high court also ruled yesterday that a referendum on enshrining abortion rights can appear on the ballot in November. Number 4. The convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh was sentenced to 40 years in prison for financial crimes. Murdaugh was part of a once powerful legal dynasty in South Carolina. But last year, he was convicted of killing his 52-year-old wife, Maggie, and his 22-year-old son, Paul. The case was widely publicized in news coverage, podcasts, and a Netflix series last year. Yesterday's sentencing came after Murdaugh pleaded guilty to 22 financial crimes in September. He admitted to laundering at least $6 million from clients he represented in court. He was already serving 2 life sentences for the murders. A dairy worker in Texas is being treated for bird flu. That's our 5th story. Yesterday, officials said that the worker had contact with cattle infected with a rampant strain of bird flu. The virus has recently rampaged through dairy cows in 5 states. The infection raises questions about whether this flu is now more easily transmitted among mammals. Experts worry the virus could evolve to spread between people. But the Texas worker is only the 2nd human in the U.S. known to have contracted it. And officials say the risk to the public remains low. Number 6. Google will delete some of the data it collected from supposedly private web browsers. This is part of a settlement reached in December with consumers who sued the internet giant. Google agreed to delete data points it collected from people using its incognito private browsing mode. That's according to a court filing yesterday. For those who don't know, incognito mode is a Chrome browser setting that is supposed to protect users' privacy. Google has been facing increasing scrutiny as concerns grow about how big tech companies use their customers' data. And at number 7.
Galactic greatness from Caitlin Clark on display yet again.
Caitlin Clark has done it again. College basketball's all-time leading scorer had 9 three-pointers and 41 points last night as she led Iowa to victory over LSU. The game was a rematch of last year's national championship game. Iowa's 94-87 win secured the Hawkeyes' place in the Final Four. They'll meet Connecticut on Friday in Cleveland. In the other national semifinal, undefeated South Carolina will face North Carolina State. It tips off another big college basketball weekend. The men's Final Four games will take place on Saturday in Arizona. All right, you're all caught up. But before you go, a reminder that if you're a subscriber to The Washington Post, you can get access to our shows ad-free in Apple Podcasts. And we'll have more fun stuff around the corner. So be sure to find The Washington Post channel in Apple Podcasts and connect your Post subscription. And then stay tuned for more subscriber-only audio benefits, like exclusive and early access episodes. Today, that means you can be the first to hear the new season of Try This. It's a three-part audio course about how to make the most of your friendships wherever you are in life. And it's hosted by my friend, Christina Quinn. If you're not a Post subscriber, this is a great time to start. You can sign up at our channel in Apple Podcasts or through the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.